Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com.
Your birthday is like Happy Honda Days, where it's like a quarter.
My birthday is exactly like Happy Honda Days.
Yes.
Welcome to Talkin' Tofu, the podcast about the vegan snacks that touch our lives. I'm Becky Streepy.
And I'm David Streepy. This week on the show, we're talking about brunch at V's Diner in Orlando and E.L. Fudge Fudge Witch cookies. We'll also try Sam's Harvest Jerky from Butler Foods.
Woo woo!
Sam, I'm here to tell you.
Yeah.
If I don't like it.
That'll be par for the course.
You're on blast. Hey, I didn't fall into the trap that you set for me in
what
the
was
script
that?
Here.
Yeah.
You just wrote El Fudge.
Oh,
it's
yeah.
EL with dots.
Oh, you're right.
It stands for Everybody Loves Fudge. That's what Ernie told me in the commercial 30 years ago.
And Ernie doesn't lie.
Ernie don't lie.
Mm-mm.
No.
He's a faithful.
Do you want to just talk about traitors? Do you want to just talk about traitors?
Listener.
Don't spoiler.
Listener, we have an obsession. It's a program called The Traitors. It is a reality show which features participants of other reality shows in a murder mystery style elimination game. And it is hosted by Alan Cumming. And it is just a joy to watch. We watch it as a family. We watched the most recent episode that we watched together. It ended and we all screamed. We screamed.
We did.
Screaming. Anyway.
I don't know if I'd call it a murder mystery.
No, that's how I've been describing it to people.
No, it's mafia. It's werewolf. It's
silent killer.
Yeah.
Yeah. That game has many names. Yes, that sounds right.
There's no mystery there.
No, I guess. Well, the mystery is who are the traitors? Who are the killers?
Yeah.
It's a murder mystery. They're killing people and you're trying to figure out who they are. How is that not a murder mystery?
I just don't. Characterizing it as a murder mystery game feels off to me. It feels like calling a sandwich lunch, you know?
A sandwich, it can be lunch.
But it could not be lunch, too. Are you looking up Traitors Murder Mystery to see if somebody else associates it that way?
No, I'm trying to figure out
what else
out
are you doing on your phone there?
I'm trying to figure out if Sam's Harvest Jerky is the owner of Butler Foods. Is it Sam Butler? That's what I'm trying to figure out. Who owns Butler Foods? Dan Butler. Why is it Sam's Jerky?
It's not Sam's Jerky. It's Sam's Harvest.
Oh.
Sam brought his harvest to Dan.
Mm-hmm. Who made jerky.
This is turning into an elementary school math problem.
Uh-huh.
Sam brought 3 bushels of his harvest to Dan.
They both started out on the same road moving towards each other.
Dan takes 2 hours per bushel to make 1 pound of jerky.
Mm-hmm. How many hours?
Sam,
oh, go on. I'm sorry.
There is a QC process, which results in 85% of each bushel being passed for use in the jerky.
Got a QC.
How long will it take Dan to get through Sam's bushel? First question, extra credit. How many ounces of jerky will that yield?
2 days, 26 ounces.
This is a question for the listener to write down and submit. There's going to be a Talkin' Tofu prize.
Mm-hmm,
if
sure.
You get the first person who gets the answer correct on our Soshis, gets a Talkin' Tofu merch prize.
Yes.
That we can cover.
Of course.
We can easily cover it.
Well, Dave doesn't even look at price tags, so he can cover it.
I'm looking at boxes of unsold Talkin' Tofu merch in this office. I think we can cover a free mug for somebody, or mouse pad, if that's your choice.
Who wouldn't want the mouse pad?
Who wouldn't? Yeah.
Doesn't have a wrist cushion, everyone.
So if you answer that question, I will not repeat the question. You'll have to go back and listen to it. And so will I. But if you answer the question correctly, it's a solvable equation.
Yeah, you did it. You did great.
You'll get a free Talkin' Tofu mug, asterisk, mouse pad substituted upon request.
Yes.
Which it's a term that any vegan should be familiar with. Substitutions upon request.
Correct.
All right, forget it. You're not enjoying this.
I love it. I love it. My stomach's a little upset because I ate a cupcake when I wasn't hungry for one. It was in front of me and I ate it. And now I'm like, that was a mistake.
Can I tell you something? I don't want to put anybody on blast.
Yeah.
I've had an upset stomach since last night.
Oh, no.
Since where we went for dinner.
Oh, no.
Happened almost instantly and has continued to this moment.
Oh, don't eat the leftovers. I'll eat them.
Oh,
I got you, girl.
Oh, let's not jump to.
Yeah.
There's some that I will absolutely avoid.
Yeah.
But we'll talk about it later. I don't want to put these guys on blast.
No, it's probably.
I only have one blast, and I'm prepping it for Sam's Harvest Jerky.
Sight unseen, taste untasted.
I'm just prepping it. I'm not.
Flavor untasted.
I'm not promising it. No. Yes. Sight unseen, flavor untasted. Is that?
Would it be taste untasted?
No. Yes. No.
I know. Let's workshop it.
Live?
Hey, Dave, how are you?
I'm good. I'm good. Look, it's been a busy weekend. I haven't had a lot of me time. You know? So there's that.
Yeah.
How are you?
You have, though, because the kid went out to a lunch with your parents and I went to the Beltline. You had hours to yourself.
No, I didn't.
Oh. No, it didn't work out.
Their visit was the whole time.
I thought they went out to Grindhouse.
Like an hour.
Okay. So you had hour to yourself. That's not a lot of time. Dave, I'm good. It's my birthday weekend.
Yeah.
We had a skate party in the park on Friday night. That torrential downpour threatened to ruin. But my friends and family are troopers, and we got under the overhang, and we just skated in a tiny area, and we had a great time.
I skated, too.
Yeah, you did.
Well, I was on skates.
It was wonderful. Yeah. I loved it.
It was a good time.
It was a good
time.
Great
cupcakes.
Oh, my friend Kim made amazing cupcakes and a disco cake.
This isn't blast because I have one blast to give.
Yeah.
And I'm saving it.
Correct.
It's not a blast. But I do want to circle back to last week's episode.
Oh, sure.
No smoke machine. You said, and we went around the block on this.
I did have a listener who's also a good friend of mine text me and say, I hope the smoke machine was great.
Oh, there was no smoke machine.
Gwen, there was no smoke machine.
Delightful time. The lights were cool. Disco ball. Music was banging.
Yeah.
We got to be honest.
Yeah. The smoke machine did not make an appearance. I think my friend who has the smoke machine has just a regular, like, sedan style car, and bringing the disco ball and the lights and decorations and stuff.
I think
something had to go, and all their skate stuff.
One got to go,
and it was a smoke machine.
Yeah.
So, no update on that.
Yeah.
But on the party, it was great. And then the next day, I slept in.
Yeah.
Dave made a magical, wonderful breakfast bowl brunch. We watched The Traitors.
Yeah.
And then I skated on the Beltline with all my friends, and it was amazing. And then we went out to a wonderful birthday dinner.
Yep.
And I was asleep on the couch by midnight. It was magical.
Yeah. Yeah, we started to watch an episode of Slow Horses. And about halfway through, I guess it was just a little too slow for you.
Those horses need to pick it up.
I looked over and you were zonked.
Sorry.
Also, I don't... Look, I really like the Traders. I know you probably don't think I do because I got a lot of commentary on the Traders. Mm-hmm. But I like the show. I would not call us obsessed with them because I think we're watching it at a pretty reasonable clip. And I only point to that because when we are obsessed with the show, it takes over our lives.
Yeah.
The family's life. Mm-hmm. Life.
Yeah, that's true.
So it's a show that we really like.
Yeah. All right.
I like Alan Cumming, though.
Oh, what a treasure.
Cum Dog can get it.
Cum Dog can get it.
Yeah.
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 I can't that make fashion, that. That would be title of fashion, app, but I cannot.
The fashion is on point.
Oh, his fashion. I have a friend who loves Alan Cumming like I do. And whenever we're watching the Traders, I'm just taking pictures of him and texting her his amazing outfits.
And I feel like, I was going to say, when I say on point, mm-hmm. I don't mean that it's an aspirational point. Nobody could wear that.
Only he.
Only he. And barely he.
But he kills it. He just carries it.
In some cases, not he.
You think?
Like, he can't pull it off. It's that extravagant. Nobody could pull it off. He's the closest thing we have to a human that could pull it off.
Yeah.
It's a compliment to the fashion that it's that far.
Yes. It is over the top fashion.
That no human can pull it off.
I don't think I agree with you on that, but I do agree that it's over the top.
All right, I'll point to some outfit. We're saying the same thing. I'm just packaging it up a little bit more like...
Just a slam on Alan Cumming. No, I'm saying a national that he's, treasure.
He's scratching at the fabric between dimensions. Mm-hmm. That's how much of a compliment the fashion is.
He is doing that.
Giving the fashion.
Okay, I agree with that.
He's doing it in a way that is like, this doesn't look good to me, but that doesn't mean it's not good. It's that good looking.
It's very conceptual.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. And then there's the cabin episode where he has the head wrap and looks like...
Oh, a babushka.
A hag from 200 years ago.
Yeah. He does look like an old Russian lady. It's very funny.
Hey, you know we're getting into that territory. And I know you're eager to not do this anymore. But I want to soak in this tub for a minute because I know you love a bath. And I think we're just going to do it.
Lights, camera, action. It's Talking Toe Views.
All right, yeah, we're in Talking Toe Views now. We're doing.
We are.
It's been a minute.
We've been in Toe Views for a minute, and let's go on. Let's continue.
We haven't done a Talking Toe Views in a while.
We haven't.
Had to re-download on my phone to play the theme.
Oh no,
it's been that long. I need to get a soundboard, Becky. What are your thoughts, by the way, on a soundboard?
We'd need a new box too.
Okay.
Okay, we'll price it out.
I mean, the ad rev is more than enough to cover a box and a soundboard.
Oh sure, of course, yeah.
But are you, taking a step back from practicality, are you comfortable with me having a soundboard?
Oh, I hadn't considered that, just the do I want it.
Yeah, that I'm able to, because it's not just going to be the Toe News theme and the Toe Views theme.
Right, there will be an awooga.
It's not going to be an awooga.
I mean, you say that, but...
But it is going to be a... It's going to be a uh-oh. I also want to get one that's a ghoul. Like, I got a few in my head that...
I can see that.
Yeah. So you're okay with this?
No.
You're...
What? Yes, of course I am. Yes, and I think we should price it out.
Okay. Well, the soundboard is free.
Of course.
Probably. There's an app.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah. You just arrange your sounds in a little thing and then you feed it into the box. It's the box that's the cost. Mm-hmm. This box sucks anyway. Mm-hmm. It's time to get a new one. While we're doing it, let's get new headphones.
Sure, mics.
These suck.
Yeah.
I'm just saying, it's time.
Okay.
We've been doing this for 10 years now.
This is year 4.
Fucking fuck. So we're watching, we're in Toe Views.
Yeah.
We're done talking about Traders.
Yeah, watch it. You'll love it.
Yeah. I do want to acknowledge that I took you and our son to see Dune 2.
We saw it.
We saw Dune 2. Have we already talked about this?
Mm-mm.
Okay. We saw Dune 2.
Yeah,
I've seen it twice.
I've seen it once.
Your thoughts?
I enjoyed it. I thought it was pretty.
Okay.
It left me feeling like I have been watching versions of Dune since I was a kid. When I was like in elementary school, I think. Maybe it was middle school. Anyway, my dad is really into science fiction, and Dune in particular, he loves, which I guess is really, is it fantasy?
No, science fiction.
It's science fiction. Yeah. I feel like it toes this line. Anyway, I'm going to get, people are mad at me, I can tell already for saying that. Anyway, he had the 4-hour director's cut of the original Dune with Sting in it. And I would watch it like often, this 4-hour on VHS. I think it might have been on multiple VHS tapes.
Is this the one with the animated intro? Okay.
Dune, Arrakis, desert planet. Anyway, and this viewing was the first time I realized that Paul Atreides is a bad guy. He's a villain. Didn't realize it.
Hey, spoiler. Spoiler, folks.
It's the same story.
I know, but people are going into Dune 2. Dune 2 is still pretty fresh.
I guess so.
It's been out for 2 weeks.
Yeah, but the books have been around forever.
But most of the people seeing the movies aren't books people.
I guess not. I just feel like it's such a story we all know.
It's a story that we all know, the two of us being all. I'm just saying the world's not as razor sharp on their sci-fi history as you specifically. I'm just saying, be a little kind.
I'm sorry. I feel like if you're listening to Talking Tofu at this point, though, you're probably a big nerd because you're connecting with me and Dave on some level.
I've got a buddy who's never read the books.
Okay. But he's never seen any of the movies or the TV show.
But to your point, this movie does a better job of underlining that fact than the other works do.
Yeah.
So I'm saying that could be considered like
a spoiler.
New territory. Yeah.
Sorry, listener.
Well, you can bleep it out because we haven't referenced it again. And now it's kind of a forbidden fruit. What's the spoiler going to be? And then anybody seeing it will be like, well, no shit.
Yeah. What did you think of Dune?
Well,
without any spoilers.
I saw it twice.
You did.
The movie is 2 hours and 40 minutes long. And I did not feel that length either time. I felt like it was nonstop. I felt like it did not even like pacing wise, it had no slow moments. Mm-hmm. It never let up on the gas. It was just like intentional scene after intentional scene after intentional scene. I loved it. I loved it. I think that Dune is a very complicated story that has a lot of branches to it. This telling of it pruned down a lot of the branches in ways that, as a fan, I have some concerns about. Mm-hmm. But I also see why they did it. And I think it was to underscore this point that you're making, the beep, a little bit more cleanly and plainly and purely. Mm-hmm. And so I think it does a good job to the point where our son, upon watching it at 10 o'clock at night when the movie ended.
On a school night.
Instantly, like, said that point back. I was surprised that he it ended up being that way. You're right.
Yeah.
So I think hats off, because I think our brains just aren't wired to accept a story that resolves that way, you know?
Yes.
And for it to be told so lovingly and heartbreakingly and visually incredibly.
Yeah.
Like, I thought it was fantastic. I loved it. I want to see it again.
I'll also say a more frivolous point, but we saw it in the Dolby, which at our theater... Our theater is like pretty new. It was built during quarantine.
It opened during quarantine.
Yeah. So it's got tiered seating and heated seats, but the seats in the Dolby aren't heated. And I really love a heated seat, like in a car, in a movie theater. I love a heating pad.
Yeah.
I love to be cozy. And so usually when we go see something in the Dolby, I'm like, oh, but the seat's not heated and I don't care about the Dolby. But in this movie, it is the first time where they're like, feel the sound or whatever.
Yeah.
There's whenever they're riding the sandworms, which is something that the Fremen do in the movie.
Spoilers. I'm kidding.
Come on. The way that it's shot and then the way that everything rumbles, like you can feel it. You feel like you're riding the sandworm too. And that was really cool.
Yeah.
I enjoyed that a lot.
The seats in the Dolby have little subwoofers in them. So they carry the bass. You feel it in each seat. And I don't think it's exactly like they have a little subwoofer in them, but they don't.
They react to the sound.
Yeah. And I think that our speaker driven more than it is like a haptics thing or some gimmicky thing to it. Like the seats carry the sound. And I don't know if I've mentioned this on the podcast before, but I am an A-lister. Mm-hmm. I'm on the AMC A-list. You pay a monthly subscription fee, dues, as it's called, to join this club. Mm-hmm. And with it, you can see 3 movies a week. You can upgrade your medium popcorn and soda to a large popcorn and soda for no extra cost. For every $50 you spend, you get a $5 gift card to spend on future concessions. They send you a present every year on your birthday. I haven't gotten the present yet. I've written them a letter and I haven't gotten that. But anyway, so I'm on the A-list. My point is I go there quite a bit. And I love the picture and the sound in the Dolby Theater. Mm-hmm. I try to see it as much as I can. I do like a heated seat. I regret that they don't have heated seats. They also don't recline as much in the Dolby as they do in the laser theaters. Mm. But this is far and away the best execution in a Dolby theater that I've had as far as the sound goes.
Yeah, this was feeling it. First time I've seen something in the Dolby where I was like, oh, I am glad that we are in these non-heated seats.
Yeah.
This was a trade-off that was worth it. Yeah. Usually, like I think we saw Mean Girls in the Dolby, like whatever.
I mean, I like to shake my butt to those jams.
You can do that on a heated seat.
All right. So what do you give it? On 1 to 3, 1 to 3 Fremen tears.
On the 1 to 3, I'll give it 3 Fremen.
Ooh,
go see it.
3 Fremen tears.
Tears, the tears of Fremen. Oh, those are valuable.
They are valuable. They don't waste them.
No.
So what do you give?
3. I'll give them 3. 3. 2.8.
Okay.
It's not a perfect movie. There's no perfect movie.
Okay.
What about you?
I give them 0 Fremen tears because I would never want the Fremen to waste their water on my review of this movie. I respect them far too much.
Lights, camera, action. It's Talking Toe Views.
All right. See, thanks. It was fun to be in Talking Toe Views for a second.
It was. You're defending yourself like I said not to do it.
I just don't think you like the things that I do on this podcast very much.
You're right.
Oh.
I'm kidding, y'all.
Wow.
I love you and the things that you do.
Thanks.
You're welcome.
Okay. So we're in Orlando.
No, we're diving in.
Okay. Close your eyes. Picture this. Palm trees. Sunshine.
Palm trees?
Guns.
Oh, we are in Orlando. Okay.
That's right. We're in Florida. Not a book in sight. We are in my hometown of Orlando, staging in Orlando, getting ready for our Disney trip. Mm-hmm. While we are staging in Orlando for a few days, we finally get to check out V's Diner.
Yes.
This diner that opened a couple of years ago that we've been so excited to try, just hasn't lined up. They're opening like their hours. And the days that they were open never jived with the days that we were in Orlando. We finally made it happen.
Yes. We met up with Melissa from Vegan Disney World and her family.
Mm-hmm.
And it was delightful.
It was.
A delightful time was had by all.
Should we talk about V's Diner, the...
space?
The company.
The company, sure.
Tell me about it.
No, okay. I'm going to let you do that, Dave.
I don't have it. I don't know it.
Why would you cue that? Why would you go? Why? It's like a 50s style diner when you walk in.
Mm-hmm.
And they make all their meats and stuff from scratch.
Yep.
They also have a bakery case full of amazing wonders.
Yes.
And we were there for brunch.
Yes.
We met up with some friends and then we ordered a whole mess of brunch food.
Yeah. So this menu, it goes deep and it's pretty robust. It does not, you know, one of the things on their About Us page, which I'm not on right now, but it does, it has a phrase, not just black bean burgers and tofu. And I think that that's a good sum up of kind of what they're going for. This is a robust diner's menu or diner menu.
Yeah, it's real Greasy Spoon vibes.
Yeah, and they've got a great like burger, chicken sandwich, gyro, like lunch slash dinner setup. But they also had, when we were there, a really robust, I've said that three times now, breakfast setup.
Mm-hmm. I will say one point against them. On their website, you can't load the menu without going to a shopping page, like a third-party page to order.
Okay.
Restaurants...
do better.
Just put your menu on the website. Sometimes I just want to pre-shop, especially vegan places. You know we do that.
Mm-hmm.
I just like to browse sometimes. I'm window shopping your menu.
Yeah. Yeah. So do you want to just get into what we got? Because we got in there, we ordered quite a bit of stuff.
Yes, so we ordered the gyro, a roast beef sandwich, a side sampler, a breakfast platter to which we added the yolk egg. If you're not familiar, the yolk egg is a soft, is it soft boiled? Over easy?
It seemed poached.
A poached egg. It's a vegan poached egg, complete with yolk. I also had a lavender lemon kombucha, and then we got some stuff from the bakery case to go.
That's right.
So, should we just talk about it? What?
Let's go. Okay. Let's talk about the side sampler first.
Yeah.
The side sampler. Sorry.
No, no, go ahead.
The side sampler I got because we were ordering too much food, too many entrees. And I was like, I want to try all of these things and I can't order them separately, which is the whole point of a dish like this.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
It gives you what you want.
This one came with chili mac, fresh coleslaw, and french fries.
Yes.
I thought the coleslaw was amazing.
Mm, incredible.
Some
fresh,
of the best.
Creamy, crisp.
Yeah. Mayo-based coleslaw.
Yeah.
Yeah. The fries, good fries.
Good fries.
Diner fries.
Solid diner, yeah.
Yeah. The mac, I expected more from.
Really?
Yeah.
I enjoyed it. I thought it was nice and cheesy, and then I thought the chili was great.
Yeah.
Flavorful, like...
yeah,
party. The kid did not like, he didn't like the chili, but he loved the mac part. He was digging for the, under the chili to get to just the mac and cheese.
Well, I was going to say, it was pretty easy to separate the mac from the chili.
Mm-hmm.
Like it wasn't all zhloosh together in one big zhloosh.
No, it was chili with a scoop of mac on top. Oh, it was, nope, strike that, reverse it. It was mac and cheese, scoop of chili on top.
Well, Chalamet.
Thanks.
You wanna get back into talking Tovues?
I haven't Tovues that yet. So
Yeah.
Yeah, I enjoyed it. But yeah. I think if you do, it was very much like a homemade cheese sauce, which our kid enjoys a homemade cheese sauce.
Yeah. Yeah.
He's picky about vegan cheese, but he likes like a cashew cheese, a gnocchi cheese.
Yeah. My main, I'm just going to stay on my stuff for a minute, was the roast beef sub, which... for me to get this in a world like I am Bobby Breakfast, like in my life, I love breakfast. I love breakfast.
So odd because whenever I want to do breakfast for dinner, you're like, ugh.
No, I know, because that's time to be an adult and eat night food.
I'm not making pancakes. I'm making like a tofu scramble.
Couldn't be me. Could not be me.
The kid and I love to do breakfast for dinner when it's just us.
Yeah. You guys, go with God. I will never argue that the two of you should not do breakfast for dinner. But when I'm concerned,
Listener, my eyes just rolled so far that I had to pick them up and put them back in my head.
So it was remarkable that I would order the roast beef sub, given that I'm Bobby Breakfast.
Yeah.
When it's time for breakfast. But this sub just looked too... like specifically for me to pass up.
Mm-hmm.
What I saw here was handcrafted wheat and vegetable steak or ham. I got the steak. Vegan provolone, lettuce, tomato, onion, banana peppers, ranch, oil, and red wine vinegar. Italian seasoning on a fresh baked roll.
It sounds to me like a Subway sub.
It was a hoagie. It was a straight up hoagie.
I'm not saying that in a derogatory way.
Okay.
I'm sorry.
Okay.
It sounds to me like my memory of Subway subs from my childhood,
gotcha.
Which is a shining star. Because
yeah.
I could never, my parents were not Subway people,
yeah.
but I loved a Subway sub. Anyway.
I was on a rocket to the moon when I ate this sub.
I had a bite. It was delightful.
I was loving the bread. I was loving the roast beef. I was loving all the toppings. Banana peppers. Mm-hmm. Banana peppers are like...
That's your love language.
That's, well... Some would say chores around the house. Projects around the house are my love language.
Acts of service?
Acts of service are my love language.
Yeah.
But sure, yeah, banana peppers too.
Yeah, and banana peppers.
And banana peppers, yeah. I love them. There's not a banana pepper in the world I don't want. There is only an increasing number of dishes that I want to put banana peppers in.
Mm-hmm.
Banana peppers and jalapenos kind of duke it out. There is not a dish that is not made better by either.
One or the other.
Right.
Yeah.
But that doesn't mean they're interchangeable.
Right, yeah.
Like the grit bowls that I make.
Jalapeno.
Jalapenos really plus them up. Banana peppers would be a distraction. That sort of thing. Anyway, I ate this whole sub. I ate most of these samples on the side.
Yeah.
I was a roly-poly.
Yeah?
Yeah, I was rolling around in it.
Didn't we go get a shake after this?
Yes.
Yes.
Yes, we did. Well, we were in Orlando, you see.
Yes.
And we had to go to Planty's to get the best milkshake in the world.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway.
I got my strawberry matcha shake, everyone. If you listen to the episode where we talked about Planty's, I finally got it.
We're here to talk about bees.
Excuse me.
And then we're here to implore a call to action mm-hmm. after our sum up of bees. So yes. Let's just stay focused is my point.
Okay.
So then you guys got all breakfasty.
Yes. So I didn't. I got the gyro.
Yes, a breakfast gyro. The traditional breakfast.
Of course, the breakfast gyro.
Yes.
Which was the gyro meat made in house with romaine, you know, lettuce, tomato, onion. And then they made tzatziki and they put it in a wrap and then they grilled it. And it was great. I will say, I wish they had cooked the gyro meat a little bit less. It was a little tough for me.
Mm-hmm.
I wish it had been a little more tender, but I thought the flavors were on point.
Mm-hmm.
And I just thought everything else about it was incredible.
Yeah.
I mean, I enjoyed it and I ate the entire thing. So yeah, it was delightful. No regrets. And also, I ordered a side of their horseradish mayo to dip my gyro in.
Mm-hmm.
It comes with some horseradish mayo on it. I'm pretty horseradish mayo. No, it comes with tzatziki.
Okay.
But dipping it in the horseradish mayo, I know that's not like a traditional gyro thing, but do it. It's so good.
I got to say, the number of vegan gyros that I'm seeing in the world,
mm-hmm.
surprising.
Yeah.
Surprising volume.
Gyros are so good.
Gyros are back.
Yeah. Gyros are back, baby.
Yeah.
They're the wedge of 2024.
They're the wedge of wraps.
If a wedge was a wrap, it would be a gyro wrap.
Throwing shit.
Yeah. So excited.
So let's get on to breakfast.
Okay. So hang on. I'm going to find it on the menu.
Chocolate chip pancakes.
No, that was their
JK,
kid.
Yeah.
Their kid got chocolate chip pancakes. I didn't get to try one, but they looked fluffy and delicious. Our child got the breakfast platter.
Yes.
Which I am looking up to remind myself what all is in it. But while I do that, I will tell you that
we got the yo egg
added
to it.
You can add the yo egg. And this was our first experience eating the yo egg. We mentioned earlier that it is a soft boiled. No, it's a poached. Jesus.
I mean, it might be soft boiled. I don't know.
No, it's not.
It's yolky. It's pucks shaped and yolky, which to me is a poached egg.
Yeah, it's a poached egg. I'm just bad at eggs because I've been vegan for too long to still remember all that. He got the breakfast platter, which came with a pancake, regular pancake. It came with zero egg.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, which was a scramble.
Yeah.
Hash browns and your choice of breakfast meat.
Yeah. Which I think you had him at hash browns.
Mm-hmm.
How much of this did you have? I had the yo egg.
I had
some of the hash browns.
Yeah.
That yolk. When I tell you.
We cut into that thing and the yolk exploded.
Our son was alarmed at the yolk spilling into hash brown and breaded territory. And I said, oh, no.
Oh, no.
This is what you want.
This is the dream.
Yes.
The dream is happening.
Yes.
So they also do a house-made sausage, which it's a seitan base, but there's other stuff happening. And they're making seitan grounds and forming it into patties. Our kid is not a seitan kid. Mm-hmm. He loved this. Mm-hmm. It was really good. Lots of fennel and just nice and dense. And the texture was incredible.
Yeah. Incredible.
The pancake was nice and fluffy. I didn't try the hash brown. It looked just like a... It's like a hash brown patty.
How dare you?
I had so much food. But we had fries.
Brown. But it's a hash brown.
We had fries.
But it's a hash brown, honey.
Yes. And of course, the yo egg, which here, in case you forgot, we'll just... Dave and I can watch right now. Us cutting into the fork. Oh, the yolk just flies out. It's just amazing.
Ugh.
But the breakfast platter was incredible.
Yeah.
Plenty of food. Very satisfying.
So good. Mm-hmm. So good.
Shall we talk about the desserts?
Sure.
All right. So we got a bunch of desserts to go.
Yeah.
We ordered the sweet and salty bar, which was like a cookie bar with chocolate and it had pretzels in it.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. And we got a s'mores bar, which had marshmallows, chocolate, and Biscoff cookies pieces in it.
Okay.
And we never ate them because we brought them home and Dave's mom was like, I'm having some people over and some of them want vegan stuff. And these would be a great addition to my spread. And she took them.
We gave them.
But she replaced them. And when she went back, they didn't have the s'mores bar. So she got the sweet and salty bar and she got this toffee bar. Mm-hmm. Which was like a chocolate chip cookie bar with toffee on top. And both were incredible. But that toffee bar blew me away. I'm still thinking about it. I think about it probably once a week.
Well, I wouldn't know because I didn't get to eat any of it because everybody else ate it.
Oh my gosh.
Yes. So
there was still some left on our last night.
No. No. No.
No.
No.
Well, I will tell you, it was great. The cookie texture was incredible. Soup, everything was good and chocolatey.
Yeah. Good.
Definitely hit their dessert case. They have amazing desserts there.
I am glad that you enjoyed it.
Sorry.
I'm glad that everybody had a nice time with those tasty desserts. So this week specifically, V's posted an update that they have been having difficulties caused by myriad issues, but it has gotten to the point where they are not certain that they are able to remain open.
Yeah, it's a tough time to be a restaurant.
The community really showed up this weekend. I'm talking about St. Paddy's Day weekend to kind of help them. But as anybody could guess, those types of moments are nice, but they are not enough to sustain a business. So if you live or are traveling to the Central Florida area, it is not even doing them a favor to stop by V's. I am saying, like, this is one of the best vegan restaurants I've ever been to.
It is.
You owe it to yourself to go to V's.
Yeah, treat yourself now because if you don't, they may not be there.
Right.
They need our support now.
Yes. But also, like, try them, become a fan of them.
Yes.
And work them into your routine. Don't, like, I just don't want to come across like, throw them a bone and swing by. You know what I mean? Like, no. You got to try this place.
Yes.
It's incredible.
And then you'll keep going back because you'll be like, well, I need those breakfast sausages in my life.
Yes.
All the time.
So 1 to 5 Frementeers. What would you give V's Diner? V's Vegan Diner in Orlando, Florida.
Well, this feels like a trap because if I say 5, then I'm a monster to the Fremen. If I say 0... then why would I give 0 to V's? So I'm going to say 5 because V's Diner is a real thing and the Fremen are fictional.
Well, wow. You are stepping in it with that last part. But look, the Fremen are not forbidden to shed a tear.
Mm-hmm.
They are forbidden from wasting a tear.
Okay. Well, I'll give them 5. They can have my tears. That's how much they mean to me.
These tears are not wasted on V's Diner was going to be my point before you pushed me out of the way to say another thing.
Okay.
They couldn't be more deserving of 5 Fremen tears.
Correct.
Congratulations.
Yay,
it's
V's
5
Diner.
5 Fremen tears for V's Vegan Diner.
Pew, pew. I thought we didn't hate the restaurants.
We don't.
This is Talking Toe News.
All right, welcome to Talkin' Tone News. This is a segment of the podcast where I pluck a headline from the world of vegan news, present it for discussion. So this week's headline is from veganfoodandliving.com. It's from Maria Chiarondo. I'm sorry if I mispronounced that last name. It's from March 11th, 2024. Burger King Germany reduces the price of vegan food to make it cheaper than meat. Now, this is an interesting fact because here in America, the impossible options at Burger King are more expensive than the meat options.
Yeah, and they're usually not included if you want to get like a combo or something. The specials don't include a vegan option.
You can get a combo, but if they're running a promotion, impossible Whoppers are exempt from it.
Yeah.
Burger King Germany, you get the number 3 meal, and then you can upsize it to medium for I think 49 cents or upsize it to a large for another $1.19. It's a pretty good value if you start tacking on that stuff, but still the base price is going to be higher than the meat options. And then like you said, not applicable for a promo. Like if you have a coupon or something like that, it's not going to be. So Burger King Germany has reduced the price of its vegan food below the cost of meat-based meats to make plant-based food more accessible. In a landmark move, Burger King is slashing the prices of its plant-based products in Germany to make vegan food more accessible to everyone. To encourage diners to eat more plant-based food, the fast food giant is slashing its prices by 10 cents. I wish I'd read this before.
Wait, but then was it priced on par with the meat, not more, well, like it is here? That's what it sounds like.
Great question.
10 cents brings it below. So that is notable.
Sure. Among the items which will cost less, I don't know if the answer to that question is in here, but I'm just going to keep reading. Among the items which will cost less are its meat-free Whopper, chicken sandwich, and plant-based nuggets. To advertise the move, it has released a new motto, plant-based for everyone, which will push the news that its plant-based options are now more economical. According to Burger King Germany CEO Jörg Immer, since the mid-90s, we have been investing in vegetarian alternatives and have shown that fast food doesn't always have to mean meat. As a pioneer, we offer by far the largest plant-based range in the German food service industry, and now even with a price advantage. We are thus providing a strong impetus to try out plant-based options. Our goal, to offer guests freedom of choice without compromising on taste. Wow. And the headline says it makes it cheaper than meat.
So it must have been the same price, and now they dropped it down.
Yeah.
My takeaway from this is nuggets?
Yeah.
Chicken sandwich? Yeah. What the fuck, Burger King US? Get it together. Yeah. How are they doing this in Germany and we don't have it? Like, how are you doing this in these smaller markets and we can't have it? Why? Well, tell me. I want a nuggie.
I think that the answer is that they don't want to.
Why?
Because they're in bed with
big chicken.
These industries. Yes.
Yes.
Yeah. That's why the Whopper costs more.
Tyson's like, you can't.
And to be clear, it's Mike Tyson.
Correct. Yeah, Mike Tyson.
He threatened.
He said, "I'll bite your ear off if you."
Ooh, topical.
Thank you.
Topical.
Mm, I'm so good. That was a unique and original joke about Mike Tyson that no one makes.
You know, he's boxing again.
Oh, great.
He's going to fight Logan Paul, I think.
Who?
All right. The famous YouTuber.
Oh.
He's like gotten swole and now he's going to fight Mike Tyson in a big publicity thing. Mm. Not a good guy.
Seems like two not good guys just
duking it out.
Yeah. Two guys I don't really, seems like I don't want to root for.
Okay.
From what the information I have, which is very little about both of them, really.
Yeah, but one has a beloved video game from the 80s and the other does not. So.
Okay. So I guess.
Those two things.
Yeah.
Like Tyson's, leaning Tyson at this point.
I guess. Is it on pay-per-view? Is that how you, does that still?
This is Talkin' Tone News.
And now it's going to be less about pay-per-view and more about cost per impression. We'll be right back. After these ads.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number smart beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Welcome back to Talking Tofu. Becky, pay-per-view is still a thing. It is.
That's great.
It continues to be a cash cow for premium sporting events like WrestleMania events and other things.
Soccer?
Don't know.
Cool. Y'all, Dave came home from Kroger Publix. Where'd you come home from?
Doesn't matter.
He came home from a grocery trip where he went in for one item and spent $3 million on snacks.
Listen.
That's what we do. That's why we have a podcast about it.
I was going to get an arrow in my side coming back from break. Listen, what's our version of a drinking game when we come back from the break and it starts with, so I was at Target or Kroger and I found this item.
Eat a cookie every time.
It's probably... Oh, boy. It's too much sugar. It's just too much sugar.
Well, it's just really, how many breaks do we take in an episode?
I don't know, but we do this a lot is my point.
We do. Anyway, Dave came back with a bunch of delights, and one of them was E.L. Fudge, Fudgewick, Fudgewitch cookies.
Fudgewick is E.L. Fudge's nephew.
Yes, correct.
And
he's fancy.
He had nothing to do with the creation of E.L. Fudge.
He's also known as Lord Fudgewick in the Fudge universe.
Little Lord Fudgewick.
Little Lord Fudgewick. At it again.
Yeah.
So these are cookies produced by the Keebler elves in a large oak tree. And for our international listeners, do you have these cookies? Do you have the Keebler elves? I hope so, because they're a delight. And I didn't know that they had a single vegan cookie. You might remember that I brought home a generic store brand cookie that was like a fudge stripe cookie, because the Keebler's fudge stripe cookies, not vegan.
Right.
And we were excited. This was a celebration. Yeah. This was our childhood come back to us. So to find that there is a Keebler Elves cookie that's vegan was very exciting to me.
And not just any Keebler Elves cookie.
But the Fudge Witch.
E.L. Fudge.
Excuse me.
The E.L. Fudge Fudge Witch, which is the high watermark of the Keebler line. Now, in 1987, we were introduced to E.L. Fudge with this commercial.
City News, Mr. Keebler. Can you tell us what your new sandwich cookies look like? No comment. Well, we hear they've got creamy fillings. No comment.
Oh, Keebler introduces
new
E.L. together.
Fudge sandwich cookies. Buttery cookies with creamy fudge. Chocolatey cookies with peanut butter middles. And chocolatey cookies with vanilla cream. We hear they're all delicious.
They are? Oh, were you talking to the cookie?
No comment. New E.L. Fudge sandwich cookies from Keebler.
All right, so let me break down this visual for you because it's pretty funny. So there's a reporter who comes up to the tree where the Keebler elves work night and day to make these cookies. And there's the whole thing about E.L. Fudge is it's shaped like an elf.
Mm-hmm.
So there's an E.L. Fudge cookie in the window. And this reporter, he's talking to the cookie, like trying to get a comment from the cookie. That's where the no comment comes out because the cookie's not going to talk.
Mm-mm.
And then after it's gone on for long enough, Ernie comes up, who's the head elf. And Ernie's like, what are you doing? And the reporter's embarrassed. He walks off. He's like, no comment.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I will say that in the commercial also, it's a sandwich cookie, as we've mentioned. And so it's got the buttery elf, and then there's the chocolate filling, and then you close it with another buttery elf.
Mm-hmm.
And in the ad, they put the back on the cookie, mm-hmm. and there's this click snap sound. And that sound, I was like, oh, I'm like 10 years old again watching Saturday morning cartoons.
Nice.
Yeah. Pretty great.
So yeah. Yeah. It's an elf shaped cookie with a fudgy middle.
Can I tell you something?
What?
I've never had this cookie before. Are you brought. Yeah.
Are you kidding me?
I told you that I grew up in a house where this kind of food was like not around as much. But then also we would have Pop-Tarts for breakfast sometimes.
Yeah.
It was a confusing. Anyway, I'd never had EL fudge.
Okay. Fudge. You can do it without the snoot alarm
cookies going
off.
I'm just saying, like, that just, we didn't have that stuff around, so I missed out on it. I'm not snoot alarming. I'm just telling you how it was for me.
We simply didn't get snacks of that sort, of that caliber in Levine Manor.
Correct.
Well, what'd you think of it once you had it, once you brought it home and I opened it up and you had it?
Holy shit, Dave.
It's a great cookie.
It's a great cookie. Like the Oreo, I enjoyed taking it apart. I enjoyed the like shortbready elf and then had an open-faced shortbread with lots of chocolate. I love frosting. And so doing it that way, not only does it turn one cookie into two cookies, but also you get a super frosting experience. And that frosting was as fudgy as advertised.
I'm more in favor of you doing that to an EL fudge than to an Oreo.
Mm-hmm.
Because they are both sides are articulated to the point where they both look like elves.
Mm-hmm.
So you can kind of like play with them a little bit.
Mm-hmm. Don't eat me. Oh my gosh.
Well, I wouldn't do that. But,
no. It's a vegan podcast. Yeah, we don't do that.
Yeah. Except I don't know if they're asking for it.
Wow.
Yeah. I mean, one of them might be, maybe you could eat me, you know?
So, oh, sorry. Go on.
I'm throwing it to you.
Oh.
If one of them was to be a little bit coy.
Well, if it's consensual, like, then it's vegan. That's maybe, the whole, sure.
Maybe you could eat me, do a little baby talk thing to kind of sweeten the pot a little bit.
Sorry.
For you.
EL fudge, you're going to have to go elsewhere for that.
Miss Becky, maybe you could eat me. And it's like, Miss Becky, what the fuck? How do you know my name, first of all?
Creepy.
Yeah.
Has he been peeping in the window just like that reporter?
Oh, man. I wonder.
It does seem like
get the
part
reporter
of
on that.
In that universe, it does seem like that's a thing that people do.
Well, hold on. The reporter showed up to the place of business.
Yeah, I guess.
To ask some questions. Stood outside respectfully. This is back when journalism had ethics and integrity.
Yeah.
He's not going to barge in. He's not going to dress up like an elf and get in there and get the story himself. A, it wouldn't work. He's like 10 times their size.
Yeah.
But B, he's just not going to do that anyway. He's not about that.
Yeah.
He's trying to tell an honest story, go home and feed his family.
Correct.
His wife's about to leave him.
Yeah. Oh, this poor guy has been through the ringer.
Yeah. And his kid's a piece of shit.
It's been a tough year for him.
Yeah.
Yeah. When he walks off, the look on his face, I'm worried about him.
Yeah. He's honestly embarrassed now. Now he's starting to fail in his career.
Ugh.
And he's like, that was the last thing I had going for me. Mm-hmm. And now it's crumbling too. Everything I touch turns to shit.
Yeah. The Keebler elves are actually the villains of the story.
Yeah.
Is the thing that I'm learning on rewatching. Dave. Hey, Dave.
It was a fair point. Just one more point about this. It was a fair point for Ernie to just ask the question. He wasn't even mocking him. The reporter walked off. Like, it's all the reporter's baggage.
Yeah, it was his stuff, for sure.
Ernie said the right thing at the wrong time.
Mm-hmm.
That's Ernie's only crime.
Yeah, we can't blame Ernie. Yeah. He didn't know what all was going on with this reporter.
Right.
Dave.
Yes.
As someone who grew up eating these cookies, how did they hold up to eating them again after like 10 years or whatever?
You know, most of this nostalgia snack stuff is a bummer of a time. Because either they've changed the recipe so that it doesn't resemble what it used to taste like.
Mm-hmm.
Like it's like Fruit Loops, great example. They just like keep cranking up the artificialness on this snack. And then like good or bad, the taste just isn't what the taste was.
Mm-hmm.
Or they keep it the same and you realize your palate has changed and grown. And what once was good is now not good.
Who's sounding the snoot alarm now?
Me.
Yeah.
Former me though.
Yeah, that's true.
Nobody can hate me like I can hate me, okay? Let's be clear about that. But I think this EL fudge threads that needle. I think it tastes exactly the same as it did when I was a kid. And I think it tastes phenomenal. It does not, it's not, for a sandwich cookie that's got a fudgy middle, it's not a heavy cookie. Like I found myself like, indulging more than I thought I was going to, but also not regretting it on the other side of that and being like, oh, I ate too many. Mm-hmm. Which is a delicate, like...
Yeah, that's a dance.
Yeah.
Not like that cupcake I ate that's still sitting in my stomach going...
Right.
going, you ate too much today.
And this was like... This was not me showing restraint. Uh-huh. It was me having my normal snacking goblin mode and having like, and the snack being good enough to where like I didn't feel like garbage on the other side of it.
I also feel like the texture of the fudge and the amount that they put in the middle mm-hmm. is very satisfying. Like I ate two, and if I eat two like Oreos,
yeah.
I'm going back for two more.
Yeah.
But I had to EL Fudgewitch.
Gosh. It's just E.L. Fudge. You just say E.L. Fudge.
I just had two cookies. and I was like, and I was good. And yeah. this was a late night snack.
Yeah.
And I was like, I'm good. I'm just going to drink this ginger ale.
I'm just going to fall asleep halfway through the show. I'll be right back.
These horses, though, they got to pull their shit together.
It's not just slow horses, though. You've fallen asleep halfway through three shows this week.
Yeah, I'll fall asleep during any show, guys. Yeah. I am indiscriminate.
Yeah. What are the other shows you fell asleep during?
The Regime.
The Regime, that's right.
Which is arguably so bananas, and how did yeah. I fall asleep?
Delightful show. You fell asleep in a Star Trek Deep Space Nine as well. Not Deep Space Nine, Strange New Worlds as well.
That was a horrible episode. I blame the Star Trek.
I wasn't even talking about that episode.
Oh, no.
That one, I was doing work during that one.
Yeah, that one was bad. Yeah. I fell asleep. Yeah. No need to go back.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway, on a scale of 1 to 10... What?
Is this the one we rate? We've rated everything.
Yeah.
Okay.
No, this is the one we rate.
Cool.
We rate them all. On a scale of 1 to 10, Harkonnen tears. Mm-hmm. What do you give E.L. Fudge?
10.
Give you a...
Go ahead.
Okay. No. No, please.
9.
What the fuck?
10.
Why did you go from 10 to 9 when I didn't say anything?
I don't know. I feel like 10 is like pretty lofty for a cookie. This was still like a...
This is all make-believe.
10. Get these cookies. They're good.
Well, if you were going to let me talk,
mm-hmm. I would have told you. You asked me a question, and I started to answer it, and then you started adding criteria.
I'll let you know when I'm done with the question.
Oh, excuse
As
me.
Always, will you say, I raise my hand.
You'll say end question.
And say that it, and when I raise my hand, that means it's time for you to start your answer.
So sorry that I forgot.
Okay.
Excuse me.
You're forgiven.
Pardon.
What I was going to say was that because these are Harkonnen tears, mm-hmm. you automatically start at 2. Because you want Harkonnen tears. We don't like the Harkonnens.
Yeah, they're bad. Spoiler, they're bad guys.
They're objective bad guys.
Definitely villains.
Right?
No question.
A nuance aside of any other characters, Harkonnens equal bad. Mm-hmm. So you start out at 2.
10.
You've already given your rating.
Oh, excuse me.
12 for E.L. Fudge. 12.
Wow.
And that's adding the two bit of, I've given them a 10, an objective 10. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. If you had allowed for me to finish,
yeah.
your 10 could have been a 12, but it's not. You're locked at 10.
Gosh.
You declined the bonus and went and gave it the 10.
Mistake so, after mistake.
I think this is snack/junk food. This is what all of it should be trying to do. Is hang in there for decades. Be the same delightful flavor experience that you were originally. Mm-hmm. And be something that's not going to make you feel like total garbage when you eat it. Like, there's not a more perfect experience than that.
The other thing I'll say about these cookies, compared to like other sandwich cookies, like an Oreo, they are bigger. They feel bigger.
Yeah.
To me. They're...
Because you got two little lives in your hand.
Correct.
Yeah. It's the gravity of it.
But I think that's part of what makes them so satisfying. You're like, well, I just ate two enormous cookies. Yeah. I don't need any more. I'm yeah. good.
And they don't skimp on that fudge. Mm-mm. It's a chunky fudge strip in the middle there.
That is a chunky fudge strip, which what could be more appetizing?
Well, that's it for E.L. Fudge. Good job, Keebler. More vegan... versions of your snacks, please. And I don't think we said it. This is accidentally vegan.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Dave just happened to stumble upon.
I was had a little free time, so I decided to flip over snacks in the cookie aisle and see what was vegan.
I think that's delightful. It's moments, it's activities like that that we both engage in that is the reason this podcast exists.
Yeah,
that's
true. That's true.
Hey.
Yeah.
You want to eat some jerky?
Do I?
Yes.
Okay. All right, Sam.
So, listener, I placed an order for Butler's soy curls. If you're not in the U.S., I don't think that soy curls are available, but you can find like TVP chunks, which will work in a soy curls recipe. Not the crumbles, but like the bigger chunks of TVP, which is textured vegetable protein. But here in the U.S., you can order Butler's soy curls. You can get them on Amazon with free shipping. So I ordered them on Amazon, and then I was like, let me check the Butler Foods website. Why would I order from Amazon without even checking? And for what I paid on Amazon for four boxes of soy curls, mm-hmm. I could get six from the Butler website, and wow. that included, their shipping was like $11. Even when you added in the shipping, it was six for the price of four.
Wow.
Because those free shipping things on Amazon, they're just adding in the shipping and not telling you. So the box arrived. I was very excited already because we were out of soy curls, and I like soy curls. Mm-hmm. In the box, though, there were also bonus items.
Whoa.
They sent a veggie taco crumble, which we will eat at some point and review. And then they sent this Sam's Harvest Soy Jerky, number 19 original recipe, medium, spicy, good source of fiber, heart healthy.
Can I just say... Mm-hmm. Jeff Bezos isn't going to throw in an extra item for you.
Hell no.
It's not going to happen. That's not how he gets rich.
No.
These guys, though, they will.
Yes. And the jerky is made from Butler soy curls.
Because of that gesture, I'm going to say plus one bonus to our rating.
Yay. Yeah. So these were free, which is exciting. And y'all, I love jerky. So when I opened the box and there was jerky inside...
You do love jerky.
My customer satisfaction went way up, so I'm just going to grab one.
Is this...
They look like soy curls.
Okay. I'm reaching in blind to see it. I'm reaching in sight unseen to see it. Okay. Oh, this came in... Oh, okay. What's the paprika quotient here?
Shit. Zero. Well, it says spices.
Okay.
The color's from molasses, though.
Okay. Yeah, I like it. I like it okay.
I'm in. This kind of reminds me of the jerky in texture, which I think is made from TVP chunks.
I don't really like most vegan jerky texture, mm-hmm. but this has soy curl going for it. Mm-hmm. It's like eating a dehydrated soy curl.
Yeah, it's just like a smoky soy curl.
Yeah.
It's delightful. I'm glad that I followed my heart and didn't open these. I squirreled them away because I knew if I opened them, especially with my birthday weekend coming up, I was mm-hmm. like, you're going to open these. You're going to eat all of them mm-hmm. because you'll be like, well, it's my birthday weekend.
Yeah.
And we do have other stuff for the pod, mm-hmm. but I'm glad I saved them because these are a delight. I love them.
All right. So, Frementeers.
How many? Scale of how many?
Five.
Five. This is a really positive episode.
Did not include the bonus.
Shit. Six.
Okay. Unfortunately, we don't rate the snacks.
Oh, my God.
It's just a thumbs up from me.
Oh, I love these. I can't wait until we are done recording, because even though I'm so full, I'm going to have a little more.
We got a letter.
All right. This is in reference to last week's episode where we were eating the Fanta gel, which is like a vegan jello that's orange Fanta flavored.
Okay.
And Carolina writes, I think I have the opposite of misophonia. Listening to someone eat a snack pack of Fanta gel gave me some serious ASMR vibes, especially the part when Becky talked with her mouth full of it. So smooth. Oh. Dave fell out of his chair. He's writhing on the ground. Ugh. So smooth and juicy, she said. Ugh. Your thoughts?
Ugh.
Dave quit. He walked out.
Yeah. I have double misophonia mm-hmm. in each ear.
Oh, I see. He does.
I can hear food being chewed from the other side of the house. And it's a big house.
Yeah.
So I don't agree. It should not be a surprise that I don't agree.
Carolina, thank you, because living with someone with misophonia can make you feel self-conscious about your chewing. And so I appreciate the support.
I wish I didn't have it.
I know you do. It's not your fault.
Okay.
It's an unintentional.
Yeah. Thanks for the letter.
Yes.
Do you want to write us a letter? Write us at talkintofupod@gmail.com. That's talking without the G. Or you can slide into our DMs, talkintofupod on Instagram. Becky reads and responds to everyone. And sometimes I'll put my sauce in there too. My stinky little sauce, you know? And thank you all for listening. If you're enjoying the show, don't forget to rate, review, and subscribe to us on Apple Podcasts or wherever you get your podcasts. Really helps us out, and we just love those 5-star reviews. We might even read yours on the pod. And do us a big old favor and tell a friend about us. Don't have a friend? Make one. Word of mouth is the number one way that people discover our little show. Another way you can support the show is by picking up some merch. Grab yourself a Talkin' Tofu mug, tee, sticker, and more on our TeePublic shop. tpublic.com/talkin-tofu. Reminder of the contest that we had at the beginning of this episode. If you are the first person to solve the math question, you will get a mug or a mouse pad. I'm Line Leader on Instagram and Threads, and Line Leader was taken on TikTok.
And I am Glue and Glitter on Instagram and Threads, and you can find my recipes, including lots of soy curl recipes, at glueandglitter.com. Talkin' Tofu is a production of Caddington, Inc. Our music is by Delicate Beats. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50. Luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.